This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Regency at Livonia. Patient first name is Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A. Last name is Schwagel, S-C-H-W-A-G-L-E. Date of birth is 6/28/1937. Evaluation is 6/28/2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of chronic insomnia, and cognitive assessment. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is an 86 years old female who was admitted here on 6/22/2023. Phone transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates fracture of left pubis. Patient was sent here for rehabilitation. Here she was very pleasant during my evaluation. She reported that she has a history of vertigo and fell, leading to a fracture of her pubis. Patient reports long-standing history of insomnia and reports that her PCP has prescribed her Ambien, which seems to help. She also reports that she was prescribed Namenda to improve her memory. She acknowledged that she does not have dementia, but sometimes had trouble finding things. Sometimes had trouble finding words and gets forgetful. Patient reports that before fracture, she was shopping, cooking, driving, and lived in a condominium co-op complex. Patient was very upbeat and hoped to recover and remain independent. She's comfortable on current medications. She denies any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. She reports a long-standing history of constipation and reports that her doctor had recommended over-the-counter Perdien, P-E-R-D-I-E-N, which is the only thing which works for her. Patient is currently on Glycolex, but reports that's not very effective. I spoke to medical PA Azhar, A-Z-H-A-R, and discussed patient's concerns with her. Next paragraph, no prior history of psychiatric treatments, no history of psychiatric hospitalizations, and no history of mania or psychosis. Next paragraph, review of system, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, respiratory non-reported gastrointestinal constipation, genitourinary non-reported musculoskeletal, some pain and weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no, number of prior hospitalizations, zero, prior history of suicide attempts, no, prior history of aggression, no, prior history of psychiatric medicines tried, has taken Ambien for quite some time. Next paragraph, social history, education, retired secretary, relationship, widow, lost husband 20 years ago, number of children 2, One son is 49 years old, another passed away from a heart attack a year or so ago. Next paragraph, spirituality, none. Next, for legal issues, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, check, scratch, form and check chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of histories and habits, come and see medical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 132 or 74, pulse 70, respirations 16. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements normal, gait not tested, speech clear, mood euthymic, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, orientation to self, place and time, memory recent, mildly impaired, attention fair, language normal, front of knowledge good, judgment and insight good. Next paragraph, medication, current medications, memantine 10 milligram once a day, Ambien 10 milligram HS. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Primary insomnia F51.01, plans continue Ambien as prescribed, patient understand long term risks of using Ambien. Next paragraph, mild. Cognitive impairment unspecified due to unspecified etiology. It's mild cognitive impairment of uncertain or unknown etiology, J31.84. Plans continue in the MENDA as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, check. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, ordinance procedures 99304. Under risk-benefit analysis, under supplemental administrative risk-benefit analysis, check common side effects of hypnotics and check NAMENDA. Under risk-benefit statement and decision to treat, check that my medical determinations above reference risk are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of a resident associated functional impairment. This is the end of dictation.